real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. We've talked a lot about material possessions and the danger of riches and how that can become a hindrance to one's faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 19, verse 24, and then I'm going to talk about the disciples' response. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. Now, verse 25. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished, saying, "Who then can be saved?" That's a good question, isn't it? Who then can be saved? Now, there's some answers that people provide for that. Some would say, nobody can be saved because there's no God. There's no heaven. There's no hell. You live, you die, you eat, you drink, you marry, make a job, find a living, you know, maybe have a wife or a husband, have some kids, and then you die. And at the end, you don't go anywhere. Your life is over. There's no eternal life. So no one is saved. Others would say, when they're asked the question, who is saved? Others would say, hey, you're saved because everybody's saved. Doesn't matter what religion you are, doesn't matter what you believe, God is a loving God, we're going to end up all in the same place. So this group of people says, everybody's saved. Who then is saved? Some people would say, well, it depends on what religious group you're in. Only Mormons are saved, or only Jehovah's Witness people are saved, or only the Buddhists are saved, or only Islamic people are saved, or only the Jews are saved. And others would say, well, the only people that are saved are those who have really lived a good life. If you've done enough works and you're better than most, because God kind of grades on a curve, if you're better than most, then you're saved because you've done a lot of good works, more than most, and that gains and enables you to inherit eternal life. Who then is saved according to the Bible? Who's saved? Well, only Christians are saved. Those who have repented of their sin and believe that Jesus Christ is their personal Savior, Lord, Redeemer, and King. Only believers in Christ are saved. How is that? Because Christ did something we can never do. First of all, the commands we've broken, he kept, and he kept them for us. Secondly, the sacrifice for sin had to be a holy, unblemished, perfect sacrifice. And Jesus assumed those traits, that characteristic, by going to the cross of Calvary, shedding his blood, experiencing the wrath of God, carrying our sin, and dying in our place. And then if that wasn't enough, 3 days later, to show that he was the Son of God and to show that his teaching was true and to show that God had accepted his sacrifice, and because he's been raised, we too are going to be raised, Jesus rose from the dead. He defeated death once and for all. So who then is saved? Only those who have repented of their sin and put their trust in Jesus. So here's my question. Are you saved? Have you said, God, I'm sorry for my sins, and I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, lived and died and rose again for me so that all my sins could be washed away and the gates of heaven are open to me? If you believe in Christ, you're saved. The disciples asked the question when Jesus said, you know, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. The disciples said, who then can be saved? And the answer, of course, Jesus didn't say it here, but he said it in multiple other places in scripture. And Paul reiterated it. And the book of Acts reiterated it. And Peter reiterated it. And Paul reiterated it. And on and on and on. We're only saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone. So then what's your response to that? If you say, well, I believe in Jesus, he's my Savior and Lord, Redeemer and King, what then? You live a life of gratitude. You say, thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. And you say, thank you to Jesus by serving others. But not only that, you proclaim what Christ has done. We're surrounded by people in our community, in our neighborhoods, in our cities, in our towns, in our villages, in our states, and people in the world, we're surrounded by people who don't know Christ. So not only are we grateful for what God has done for us in Christ, but we do whatever we can to get the gospel out. When Jesus left planet Earth, he gave this thing called the Great Commission. He said, go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations. Well, where is your mission field? It starts not just across the hall, but across the street, across the desk at work, across the desk at school. Our mission field is everyone who needs to hear Jesus who still doesn't believe in him. Here's the question. Who then is saved? Only believers in Christ are saved. How many people around you know what I just said? Well, if they don't know it, you can pass this video on and they'll hear the gospel straight and clear and boldly proclaimed. Have a great day in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is today's Daily Truth.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If you feel led, would you consider giving to this ministry? Your tax-deductible donation helps us continue sharing the gospel with as many people as possible. Simply click the link in the description below. So come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.